Sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and WWC Engineering on this Monday morning. 7:47, James Timberlake.
Morning.
How are you doing today, partner?
Pretty good so far, you know?
Yeah.
Just really? Another Monday.
Another windy Monday, yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't died down that much.
Just won't let up, will it?
No.
Won't let go of it, yes. So, hey, you know, we're going to give a shout-out this morning right off the bat, James.
Okay.
And our shout-out is to Al DeStefano. Al turns 100 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Al. And he homesteaded west of Sheridan and born 1926. World War II Navy veteran, raised the family right here in Sheridan. Al's a true patriot, man. So, Al DeStefano, happy 100th birthday today. Tip of the cap.
No small feat.
No. Yeah, no, you're getting in that age bracket. I mean, that's rare earth right there, you know? So, happy birthday, Al. More years ahead of you. All right. Birthdays today on the national scene. Al shares a birthday with Dolly Parton. She turns 80. You got nothing on her. Al, she's turning 80. Yeah. You're 100. Come on. She's got nothing on you. Shelley Fabre, actor, singer. She is 82. Desi Arnaz Jr. is 73. Back in 1953, 68% of all TV sets were tuned into I Love Lucy to watch Lucy give birth to Desi Arnaz Jr.
Yeah.
That was right. He turned 73 today. Today is Brew a Potion Day.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Tip of the cap, elementary school teacher day.
Yeah.
Today. And of course, Martin Luther King Jr. today.
That is, yep.
All right. So no post office. Even though people are going to go there.
A lot of places are closed today.
Financial institution. So, yeah. Today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. New Friends Day today.
Okay.
And it is Popcorn Day.
Sure. A little popcorn.
Yeah. Artist as Outlaw Day. Wow. Artist as Outlaw Day. I'm not quite sure what that the meaning.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't know. You know, if you're an artist, do an outlaw. I don't know. I had outlaws at the Wild Theater yesterday. Thank everyone for coming to the Classic Western Film Series.
Oh, yep.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you hosted that.
Yeah, got one more. Yeah, it was fun. Got one more week. Next week, Tommy B will be the host.
Yeah.
Cowboy. So that'll
be Sheridan Media Affair.
I know. So that'll be next Sunday at 2 o'clock, and you get free popcorn when you go to the shows. So, thanks for everybody. Had a great turnout yesterday on a windy day. So, that was, and of course, you know, with all the football games going on. Ah, crushed, James. I'm crushed. I tell you, you know, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan since Josh Allen went there. And I've always been a huge Denver Bronco fan. That was the most conflicting game in the world. Watching that game, I'm just sitting there going, I felt bad for Josh Allen, though.
Yeah.
You know?
He had one of the worst games I've ever seen him have.
I know.
He was terrible.
And his post-game interview was brutal.
Yeah.
Felt so bad for him.
But
life moves on.
Yeah.
And Denver moves on. And then the fight, it's even more crushing.
Kind of
so I'm going,
worst
okay.
case scenario.
Yeah, so I'm kind of thinking to myself, okay, Broncos are advancing. And then Bo Nix, and then they announced he's got a broken ankle. I'm like, no!
Not only that, he broke it on a
stupid
play.
A nothing play. Ugh. That's tough.
The so body New England, is a finicky thing.
Yep. So New England's traveling to Denver.
Yep.
I think the only advantage they have is it's at Mile High.
It is at Mile High. Their defense is, the Broncos' defense is very good, even though they kind of didn't show it that much against the Bills in the second half,
nope.
But they're still very good.
And then Rams and Seahawks.
Yeah, that should be a very fun game.
Oh, hopefully. I felt bad for Bear fans last night. Just particularly since he threw that, like, what it was, 70-yard pass for a touchdown with a few seconds left in the game. And
that game should have been over before overtime.
Oh, man. Ugh. Okay.
The The Bills, not to mention the Bills just fired their head coach, too, as I was driving into work.
They did?
Yep.
Wow.
So, oof. Quick decision.
Oof. Wow. Okay. There you go. We heard it first from James.
Well, unless you...
unless you're listening to Fox, unless you're listening to Fox Sports 106.3, excuse me, 106.3. We'll have those games, by the way, on the radio on Fox Sports this weekend coming up, as we've been doing. James orchestrated that for us.
Championship
for Westwood
weekend.
One. Yeah, with Westwood One. So, there you go. That's all the sports we're going to talk about today because, yeah, that was such a conflicting for me.
It's kind of the worst case scenario.
I know. And that it is. And then, you know, you're feeling bad for I'm feeling just terrible for Buffalo and Josh Allen. And I'm going, okay, Broncos are in. And Bo Nix breaks his ankle.
Yeah. Not ideal.
Okay. All right. Guinness World Record has recognized the UPS store's float in this year's Rose Parade, largest animatronic fish. Did you see that?
No.
The centerpiece of the float was a giant mechanical seahorse. It was 28 feet by 10 feet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was big. World's longest handshake. It was 15 years ago this month. The world's longest continuous handshake took place in New York when two pairs from New Zealand and Nepal joined forces for an endurance feat.
Shake hands.
They did it for 33 hours and 3 minutes. Setting the world record.
33 minutes?
And then check this out. World's largest pig. Now, the pig died many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in the early 30s, but it's still legendary. And the hog records indicate that at his peak, the hog weighed 2,552 pounds.
Dang.
And it stood, James, 5 feet tall at the shoulder.
That's a big pig.
Wow.
A massive
pig. That's massive. 9 feet in length, too.
That's a monstrous
pig. That's monster. Bacon for the world.
Yeah.
Right?
A horror show.
Jeez.
Of a pig.
That is exactly right. Let's do some trivia and things you didn't know or things that you didn't know yesterday. 60,000 storage facilities in the U.S., James, which collectively contain 24 million individual self-storage units.
Okay.
If you're wondering about...
Sure.
I see a lot of those been going up lately. Each year, 250,000 people around the world are injured by what?
How many people? Say it again.
250,000.
Wow. Refrigerators.
A musical instrument.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
For a musical instrument. Okay.
To be taking people out, yeah.
Yeah. Train robber, Bill Miner, late 1800s. Is credited with what well-known phrase?
I don't know.
Hands up.
Okay. That is a well-known phrase.
It is a well-known phrase. And who invented swim fins?
Swim fins?
Yeah, swim fins. A kid.
Oh, okay. I was going to say dolphins.
Right.
Technically.
Well, he got the idea from dolphins.
So, there you go.
Here we go. I want to do this. Okay. More than half of us take being called cheap as a compliment.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Probably now more than ever.
Yeah.
It's hard to do now.
I don't know. Yeah. Carousels rotate counterclockwise in the U.S., but rotate clockwise in the U.K. I didn't know there was a difference.
I didn't know that.
Well, there is now. Half of us have a problem with food touching other food on the plate when eating dinner.
Half of us.
Do you have trouble doing that?
No.
You don't?
No. I guess it depends on what it is, but for the most part, no.
You're okay with food touching each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you're making it sound like you have the problem with that.
Not really. It depends what it is. I don't if there's like a bunch of gravy or, you know, it's soupy and it runs into the other.
Well, so when it comes to like gravy... For like Thanksgiving, are you not somebody that
I don't put gravy on for that reason?
That's
yeah.
That's a hot take there, Bob.
I know.
You're going to get messages about that. I hate to break that to you.
Left-handers. Your mom's left-handed?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 10 to 20. She just walked by here, too. I should have brought her in. Approximately 10 to 12% of the global population is left-handed. So she's in rare ground there. Yeah, 10 to 12%. Trevor Jackson was left-handed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Left-handed.
You know what's funny is I'm right-handed on everything I do, basically everything, but I'm left-handed when I'm holding a hockey stick.
Really?
I hold a hockey stick left-handed.
So you got a little bit of the gene there.
Yeah. The idea is that your top hand when you're holding a stick should be your more dominant hand, but
right.
You're on your left side, obviously, and that's
Trevor used to switch hit all the time too.
Yeah, baseball. See, I can't do that.
Yeah. You can?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No. I look like a I look like a fish out of water when I'm doing that.
Yeah, me too. Left-handed people tend to use the right side of their brain, which is associated with creativity and artistic abilities.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. Left-handers often have the advantage in sports, tennis, baseball, boxing, because of their movements.
Yeah. It's all foreign.
And in your case, playing hockey, James.
Yeah. It's all, it looks weird in those sports.
I bet it looks left-handed. Weird when you're doing in your left hand, too.
It's more, I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, I've never played hockey
before. For the most part, everybody's kind of facing in front of you. I mean, when you have a stick in your hand, so it's not that different.
It's probably one of the few sports I've not tried
because
I can't stand up.
Yeah, I mean, once you get over that little hump.
Once you get over that little hump, I'm okay from there. All right. Left-handed people may recover more quickly from strokes because their brains are more adaptable.
Wow.
And this here is true because we have it right here at Shared Media. Left-handedness is more common in twins.
That's true.
Than in the general population.
We know that from experience.
Julie and Jill.
Yep.
Julie's left-handed, Jill's right-handed. So, left-handedness is more common in twins. Left-handers may have an advantage in typing because they use their dominant hand for more keys on a standard keyboard.
Hmm.
So there you go. Little bit of something, James,
you didn't know
about left-handers today. You have to question, Julie, see if all this is correct information.
Yeah.
All right. James got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
Out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me?